And so if oftentimes the way that the energy works is when you feel really nervous, that's like spirit being like, go ahead.
I'll do it.
I know you're trying to hold out. Let somebody else go.
Was. I really was. I was going to tell you, I'll be your default. So if anybody else wants to do it, please step forward. No? No takers? So today is the 2-year anniversary of my, when I lost my job.
Got it.
So it's been a very unusual day.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start with that. So what are you feeling with that on your awareness?
So I guess one of the hardest lessons in this was learning surrender and learning how to walk my own talk. As you're giving this lecture tonight, I realized that my masculine has like 100% overpowered my feminine for years as my protector. And that, like, I really didn't know my feminine. And I still have a very hard time allowing my feminine energy to come forward. But I think that I've learned how to temper the masculine more and not feel that I have to be so assertive, loud, protective.
And are there any emotions that are coming up for you today with it being sort of a significant date for you?
I think happy. A couple weeks ago, I was really triggered. Maybe like 2, 3 weeks ago, I was very triggered. I was having a lot of very negative emotion, very angry, very sad, very wounded child, you know, punished, ostracized, those kinds of feelings a couple weeks ago. But today, I guess I feel a lot more at peace and happy. I feel gratitude today that this happened, that I'm a totally different person than I was 2 years ago, that my perspective is so different on life in general.
And so, what do you, with that in mind, where are you now? What are you, what is it that you're calling in for yourself in this moment?
I really would like to figure out how to develop my life's purpose. I feel like I've mastered like the things that I've done in the past, and I feel like I need to expand bigger to something much more in depth, and I would really like to create that. I just don't know how. And I think part of it is like what you've talked about tonight. I think my masculine still sits on top of my feminine and sort of smothers her. I think there's fear. I know there's fear of her coming forward and really like being seen.
Let's take a pause here and take a couple of breaths together. And then just go ahead and take a second to check back in with the grounding connection. And so one of the things that jumps out the most is it feels like there's still a bit of that like sort of rage piece that wants to like hang out in the back of things.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't realize it was still there. I had, just to sort of validate that, even for myself, I had gone on to the installation about 3 weeks ago, and I drove by the clinic, and that really triggered me for like 3-4 days. And I just ruminated over and over and over about what I said, what I did. Did I do it right? Did I say it right? Regretting what I said or what I did, or how could I have done it differently? And so, yeah, all that fear and anger and rage came back up, and I thought it was gone.
So go ahead and be with that for a minute. Where do you feel that in your system?
Right in my chest.
Can you say a little more about that?
It just feels like I can't breathe. Punished. Almost like I'm a child. And I was sent to my room with no dinner, like that sort of a feeling.
Go ahead and take a breath here. And see if you can sort of expand, give some more space to the heart center. And let's see if little Amanda can come out. And when were you seeing her?
Scared. Intimidated.
I feel they're kind of like holding her blankie or a doll or something.
A blanket.
So see if we can get a little closer. Invite her in closer to you. And, you know, there's a way that, like, even though she's seeming intimidated at the moment or sort of like scared, it does not feel like comfort is necessarily like what she's seeking, you know? I mean, to some extent, yeah. Let's just ask into her a little bit. What is she, what is she feeling? Can she share a little information with you?
So I felt like as she's coming forward, she came towards me. She wanted a hug. Mm-hmm. Mostly just as like a greeting hug. Mm-hmm. I think she felt very alone. Like pushed to the side and not connected.
And so if she can agree to hang tight for a second, kind of be with us through this process, let's look next at when you think about that masculine energy, mm-hmm. where does that show up in your body?
In my head, my mouth, my throat.
Yeah. Can you say a little bit about how, like, what it feels like?
It's very aggressive, defensive, angry. It's protective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it almost looks to me like in the throat and like mouth system, like it's kind of like there's armor. Mm-hmm. It's armor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when like energy comes up through, it just sort of like things off of all of it, those like metal pieces and shoots out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can begin by disconnecting that armor from the throat here. Let's see if we can kind of collect the pieces into maybe like a pile. Yeah. And just to narrate some of what like this feels like to me for everybody. So like what I notice is right now I'm watching her. So what I feel is like her starting on the top right and like kind of collapsing these pieces. And so I'm just tracking for her. She's in the experience. I'm not like just letting her do it and then being like, okay, is it done? I'm checking for her so she doesn't have to hold that piece for herself, right? And it might help a little bit, Amanda, to maybe kind of shrink some of the pieces so it doesn't have to feel like violent.
Right. Yeah. It feels very overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit more about?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I don't want to let it go. That's like it was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, it's done a pretty good job for a long time, not just for you, but for other people too, you know?
Yeah.
So just speak to the mind a little bit. You know, we're not actually getting rid of it. We're just going to move it. How does that feel? Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And of course, if we move it and it feels uncomfortable or unsafe and you don't like it, then we'll just put it back. So let me just check in here. Does it feel like we have all of this together in a pile?
Yes.
So now let's see if we can just sort of let it sort of drop or sink and watch it as it moves down and see where it wants to land.
I feel like it stopped like at my solar plexus.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a peek there. And just see what's happening in that system. So again, just to narrate, if we needed to, we might could just start with the elevator tool and go all the way down. Amanda, would you like to enter that way, or do you feel like you could just go there?
I feel like I can just go there.
Okay. Okay. So it feels like you're kind of like waiting at the door. Do you feel like you're in there already?
I feel like I'm there, but I'm not inside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Just. So, yeah, let's take a pause here. Take a breath. Go ahead and check in with your grounding energy again. Let's check in. Little Amanda's showing up. Is she with you? Or would she like to be with you now?
She's not with me, but she's willing to come with me.
What are you feeling? Do you want her to be here or no?
I kind of feel like I need to do this myself.
Okay. All right. So what are you seeing at the moment?
I feel like I'm standing at a door, like, and I don't recognize the door. Mm-hmm. It's like a wooden door. It's like an old-fashioned knob on it.
Does it feel good or bad, or is it neutral?
I feel apprehensive about turning the knob, but I also feel like this hollowness, like from my throat down.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
You know what it makes me think of too? I don't really know why, but I'm just going to share this is right before you said that, when you started describing the door, it made me think of like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes, that's exactly it. That is exactly what I was thinking, Katie.
Yeah.
That was it. Like the rabbit hole.
Yeah. Yeah, like in the like actual Disney version, she falls down the hole and there's that like wooden door, right? You know?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So, you know, I'll just play a little bit and get curious, you know, like her. There's not really a goal or an outcome that we need to reach here. We can just explore and see what we can find, right?
Okay.
When you're ready, if you feel like you can open the door, let's go ahead and do that.
I've found a key on the ground, so I'm gonna put it in the lock. And I opened the door and like all the sunlight came in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How does that feel?
I felt like really happy.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a step in.
It feels magical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. So again, before we kind of start to think about any goal, let's just take some moments here, and I'm going to kind of step back and let you just sort of walk around and look around and explore and feel it here.
I feel like this is like the parts of my childhood that were like that I didn't get, like the happy parts. Like the parts about being a child and being carefree and everything is new and fun and like I wasn't restricted or judged or
You were supposed to come in here and drop into Wonderland, and you had to drop into hell.
right.
It seems like it's here waiting for you. So, what I'm curious about is from the outside, before we entered this, it almost looked like a, to me, it kind of looked like a,
Dungeon.
yeah, kind of, yeah. It's sort of like a this floating sphere, but it was definitely on lockdown was the word I was going to use, you know. So from inside, can you get a sense of like the walls or the horizon? Can you like see the edges? Or does it feel expansive in
It
here?
just feels, yeah, it just feels like boundless.
So what I'm interested in is seeing if we can maybe dissolve some of the walls on the outside a little bit, so it's not this like piece that's like separated and tucked away, but can integrate with everything else. So I don't know, we might play with a couple of things like there might be a way that you can just sort of remove the outside shell, or maybe we could actually begin by finding like an opening in the ground somewhere so that energy can move up and down through it. How does that feel?
I feel like I need to remove the door.
Okay, beautiful. And so we can actually just send that down to a grounding receptacle in the earth.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if we could do the same on all four sides, either a door or like maybe see if we can open like a window.
Okay. All right. It feels good. I feel like I need an eraser too. Don't know why, but I feel like there's like black in that place and I just need to erase it.
Black in what place?
Like where the door was on the outside.
Okay.
Like I don't know, carbon or something. I just want to erase all that.
Yeah, and same thing here with those, like that kind of extra dusty particle. We can send that, like have a tube or something that you can send that down into, so it can go down into the earth.
Okay.
So, okay, so now let's check in. Is there anything else that you feel like needs to be done in this place while you're here?
No.
So let's check back in with that masculine armor.
Okay.
And let's see if we can, if that can continue to drop down now.
Yeah. Has stopped again in the sacral chakra.
Yeah, this doesn't quite feel as
Stuck.
It feels maybe like hesitant or something.
It doesn't feel as heavy to me. Like it was really heavy and it's not as heavy now. Like it moved easier. Almost like it shrunk.
So let me ask you, like, when you think about that feminine peace in you, like, what does it want? What would feel good to it?
I think it wants to be equal, to be known. Like, I don't think it's ever been able to be known. There was never a balance. Like, you talked about balance. There was never a balance. It was very, like, teeter-totter. Like, the masculine was always on the upside.
Maybe like maybe wants to be met.
Yes, like get to know it.
So let's get a little closer to the armor pad here. And you can like get right in there and maybe even put your hands on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and just kind of feel it. Yeah. Just for the source of information, I wonder if you might name a few things that it feels like down here versus what it felt like when it was up in your throat.
My throat, it felt very like solid, thick, very strong and powerful, very safe, very safe, not threatening at all, like to me, but it like its intent was to threat. But for me, it wasn't threatening, and now it feels like a threat. Like I'm gonna cut my hands on it. Like it feels sharp.
So we can play a little bit here as well. I wonder if we might actually be able to pull some of that threat energy out of it.
So I see like a blue light from it.
And like on the inside.
Yeah, like glowing from inside out.
Yeah.
It's not like brilliant, but I can tell there's something underneath.
Is there a way that we can pull the pieces on the outside off now? And what do you want to do with those pieces? I don't know if we want to get rid of them or you just want to place them to the side for now.
I just want to place them to the side.
Okay. Yeah, so let's see if we can invite some space into the lower part of your body here. Yeah, it's feeling like it's getting kind of like tight and intense. So let's just add some space here. Okay, and so now being with it, how does this feel?
I don't feel like it's threatening anymore. I feel like the blue light is my voice. And almost like it was captured by those pieces of metal.
Got it. Okay, give me just a second. I'm just going to feel for and for everybody else, again, like, we're not, you know, this is the first time we're doing, so I'm doing this exact thing, right, with this person, so I don't necessarily know what the best step is going to be, so what I'm doing is sort of backing my energy out and seeing if I can sort of, like, get more of a bird's eye view, because there's a few options that I'm entertaining and I'm not really sure, you know, like logically which one's going to work best. And so there's a couple of things we can do here. Like I can, one, sort of like pull out these options that I'm thinking about and see if one sort of jumps out to me, or I could just like list them to the person and see what feels good for them. And so what I'm actually like questioning right now is this order, because it feels like there's these multiple pieces that are kind of all stuck with each other. So there's the like voice piece where it's like, okay, so we want this masculine to drop, but the voice will probably want to come back up and be repositioned once it's safe and okay. So what I'm really feeling for is like, well, where did the masculine go? Is this just the voice, right? And what would make it feel safe for there to be some movement from here? So Amanda, what I have my eye on is this armor that's set aside. And does it still feel sharp?
Not like it was. Not like when I first touched it.
Does it feel like there's any energy to it, or does it feel like it's just
It does.
Yeah.
No, I kind of feel like it's the masculine energy.
Yeah, I was getting
like
that.
Itself.
Beautiful. Okay, beautiful. So, right. So let's see if we can, to me, like we actually literally set it aside. So let's see now if it can kind of come to the center. And it might even sort of like find a spot where it can click in. Beautiful. Okay. And so now, let's bring your awareness to the feminine. And when you think of the feminine essence, where does that show up in your body?
I think it was in the root.
Yeah, what does it feel like? Or if you could kind of get closer to it, and what does it look like?
I don't know.
Yeah, it feels pretty like dodgy to me, like whoa, whoa, whoa.
Exactly. So I wanted to say it's hiding. It's like it doesn't want me to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what can we offer it that might entice it to come out a little bit? Thinking that it's wanting or you're wanting.
Like a piece of cheesecake? Or is that what you're talking about? I'm just joking. I was trying to make everybody laugh. I don't know. How about... sounds really weird, but like a helium balloon, like something to lift it. You know what? It feels like it's scared to move past the masculine. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting that too. I wonder actually if the masculine can drop even a little bit lower.
Well, I didn't feel like the masculine wanted to be in the sacral chakra. I felt like it wants to move back down further.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah, I feel like it's much more comfortable now where it is. Mm-hmm. Like relaxed. I feel like it sort of moved to the left a little, mm-hmm. like out of the way, you know, out of the masculine energy's way. I still can't really tell you what it looks like.
Okay. The question is, do you feel like it could come out to the center now?
Let's see.
And actually, I also wonder if there's a way that Wonderland in the solar plexus that we explored a little bit, I wonder if it can open up some of that energy and light and sort of send it down into the sacral. Right.
Okay.
Or almost like a spotlight or a beam from above.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you notice about
it? I feel like it's inching towards the middle. Like it's almost like tiptoeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's still very like hesitant, but it's doing it. Mm-hmm. And like the perception is that it's pink.
Here again, I sort of have this question mark. What is it like? Is there a thing that it's wanting to not necessarily say, but like
permission? It wants permission.
And so let's bring in little Amanda now. Just give them an opportunity to kind of get to be close and explore and reconnect. They don't have to come into the center yet. So just to check in.
There's a lot of shame.
Say that again, a lot of what?
Shame about being a girl, just being a girl in general, or having any kind of female attributes, you know, emotional or feeling, having any kind of sexuality that would, you know, provoke a man.
Yeah, I see her kind of like she was sort of just weaving into this like feminine sort of like orb or like veil kind of. Can we give her permission to let that through? Let's see here. There's no rush. We'll just be here a moment. She can let out as much as she can, as much as she wants. And if it's okay with your permission, I'd actually
go ahead.
I'm called to invite in some grandmothers and grandfathers to kind of hold this secret container for her. Is that okay?
Yep.
The house.
It feels better. It feels like the energy is less restricted.
Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if from here, I'm not really sure the order here either. I'm curious if she can sort of hold out her hand and invite the feminine to join her, or maybe the feminine, you know, could ask her if she trusts it or if she's willing to trust it.
I feel like the little Amanda is more brave than the energy.
Huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Okay. So will the feminine trust her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so see if we can, if little Amanda can guide it out over to the center.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you notice about it now that it's here?
Hey God. That I don't really know it, but that it's very beautiful. And soft.
Yeah. The way I see it, the way it shows up for me. From here, it's like kind of like this, like blob is not the right word, but sort of this like sparkly gold cloud.
I was gonna say a cloud.
Mm-hmm. And just sort of like kind of dancing around the light. It's not really a huge energy, it's just sort of soft and gentle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm also noticing, I'm reverting back to the earlier part of the conversation with it sort of being afraid to be seen, and you know, now it's here out in the center. Does it feel okay?
Yeah, it feels okay. I don't know if I do, but it does.
Right. Yeah. So I feel like this is a good place to.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that.
Yeah. Just go ahead and let it, you know, over the course of the next however long, next, you know, few days, few weeks, you know, maybe just checking in with that and inviting it to the center. It doesn't have to get bigger or do anything for anybody or anything. We're just sort of like seeing if we can bring it to the center, you know, in its little, in its spot, and practice it being there. And if it's feeling shy or misaligned, you might tune back into that masculine below it, right? Let's see if that helps. So let's go ahead and let in some gold light from above and let it come down through you. Fill up, extra fill up that lower part of your body. Mm-hmm. And if you're not already, you might actually put your hands right on your womb? Okay. Kind of be gentle with yourself as you come back. Maybe rub the tops of your legs, and you know, when you're ready, you can open your eyes again. And take a moment here to
fix your mascara. Blow your nose.
I can make some gratitude to the helping spirits, to the sacred container of everyone that's here with us today that was holding space.
Thank you.
Work and being kind to look. Giving this an opportunity not only to witness the father, but to see you. Hey, there you are. Share some gratitude also for your little one. And thanks for the sacred masculine for being able to hold us through this process today and being willing to respond. So from here, actually, if everybody can kind of just tune into the circle, let's all just drop down some grounding connection again. Go ahead and ground. There's probably a lot flowing through you in a circle. So let's just go ahead and send that down through your feet and right into the earth. Of course, when the person does the work for themselves, they are also liberating this part of all of us. So I'm going to honor and thank that. And everybody go ahead and let in some gold light from above as well. So we sort of bring ourselves back to our center. Again, I just want to sort of name that at some point, you know, during this, I could really feel the energy of everybody else sort of like drop in, get like heavy as like a holding. And so thank you for staying present and holding space, because that's helped me even notice. That brings us to the end of our session today. Let's go ahead and do some disengaging from the energy. So if you're feeling some extra charge, you can send that out, you know, through your feet or, you know, through your hands. Sometimes I even just like clap my hands to like get some of that extra out. Yeah. And if there is anything that is wanting to move in you, go ahead and give that permission to move. Yeah, I'm feeling like maybe even like a rinse, like let's bring in some sort of like gold liquid in from above and like kind of let it fill up your system and just like rinse right out the bottom and down into the earth. Thank you, everyone, so much for holding this beautiful space today. I don't want to speak too much to the mind in this moment, but again, you can see how a lot of this stuff starts to layer together and that you actually have the tools to just be present with what's wanting to move. It could have been that, like, the furthest we got was talking to her inner child. It just so happened that she was available for a little bit more, right? So that's kind of like your job as the practitioner to, like, sort of help guide to, like, maybe pushing them a little bit further than what's comfortable and then coming back, right? Like, if we would have continued from where she stopped, that probably would have been so much that it would have been a little bit harder for her to metabolize all of the things that got moved. And this is always something that she can pick up again and look back and come back to. And also, now there's sort of this pathway. So when these things become imbalanced or not in harmony again, you can kind of, like, go through this experience again to let it be where it wants to be. So that is all for now. Thank you again for being here.
Bye for now.